Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having Gary Vaynerchuk back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts and pull them tight because Gary's back in the building, so to speak. Gary is he's one wild and crazy guy. You may have seen him early on with some of his YouTube videos about enjoying wine. That's the business he was in until he became a thought leader for small businesses, especially in the area of social media. And his new book is called The Thank You Economy. His first book, which was a great success, was called Crush It. And he's our good friend, Gary Vaynerchuk. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
It's good to have you back, Gary.
Thanks, partner.
Let's talk about the economy. What are you seeing out there? You're traveling around a lot. You're talking to a lot of folks. What is the economy, according to Gary Vaynerchuk, looking like right now?
I think we're kicking the can. I think, right now it's okay. Nothing too crazy, nothing too horrible. But, you know, we've been pushing the inevitable. I mean, eventually this stuff hits the fan. I'm not super excited about it long term, but this is what I always feel. No matter how bad the economy is, there was people who made money during the Great Depression. So, you know, the tougher it is, the more the cream rises to the top.
Right.
And I think 95% of Americans are not really paying attention to the kicking the can, the pausing, the inevitable aspect of what we've been doing in the economy at the highest level.
Right.
And so, I think that the mood is solid, you know, not awful in any shape or imagination. But on the flip side, you know, people that know a lot more about this than I do, that I trust quite a bit, are like, listen, this is just a matter of time. We've paused the inevitable. We become soft. We don't want to deal with the hardship. But, you know, someday we've got to pay the piper.
Right. So what you're saying is something I've been saying is America's got to have a gut check pretty soon about what we want to live with. Do we want to focus on reality and come up with some real solutions, or do we want to keep, as you say, kicking the can? And that's gonna happen, I think, in the next year or two. Don't you think Americans are going to say, okay, we get it. We don't want to be like Greece.
I think that nothing will happen until after the election, you know. So I think you're looking at, like, you know, probably February, March of 13 when the conversation gets real.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, you know, Gary, one of the things that I've been saying about small businesses is that those who are still in business have found a way to be successful with what they have. And when the economy does turn around, I think those businesses are going to start getting very profitable. What do you think?
Yeah, listen, I think there's a lot of people doing, you know, profitable even right now. Here's what I think, and I really believe it, not because it's in my gut or it's my thought, but because the data has proven it, is that, you know, if you're good, you can always succeed. I mean, that's what capitalism's about. I mean, for all its shortcomings, you know, and for all the pot shots and picking and prodding people want to pick on America for, the fact of the matter is, this country is amazing. If you're good enough, you can succeed and be profitable. Mm-hmm. During, I mean, listen, the biggest growth of Wine Library was the 6 months after 9/11 in,
wow,
the New York City area. And we had major economic issues here in, yeah, our little pocket of Wall Street and New York City, and people were moving out of the city, and we were based, you know, Wine Library's based in New Jersey, and we were affected by that, commuter towns and people moving out of the area, and it was a huge, devastating bubble, you know, in our, mm-hmm, area, a little bit more specific to our northeast area, and we grew like crazy because we were doing things right.
Don't you think that America needs to start believing in itself again? And isn't that something that if politicians could do one thing right now, it'd be to start helping America believe in itself again?
it's hard for me to rationalize that only because I don't even feel Americans not believing in themselves. You know, like, I sure believe in it, and I believe in myself. So
you do, and I do, but what I'm getting at is
yeah.
I think America is not really performing at its full potential right now.
I think America is, Americans, specific Americans, are not succeeding because they're depressed or down on the brand of America because they feel that's what the politicians or the news is doing to them. Then ultimately, to be very honest with you, I don't think they're the A and B players that are going to drive us out of the economy anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
yeah.
no politician and no newscaster that is ever going to make me doubt where I am.
I'm with you on that one. Hey, Gary, hold on to that thought. Folks, we come back. I'm going to ask Gary what he means when he says it's the thank you economy. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gary Vaynerchuk.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.